5 o'clock. You're getting in your car, driving home. Do you know where your trades are? Because they're not in Boston. They're everywhere else in baseball. All the other contenders. Seattle, New York.
Houston.
New York twice, actually.
Yeah, two New Yorks.
They have two teams that are being active.
Mm-hmm.
We have one team that's being inactive.
Well, there are also other teams that are being very active that are selling off all their parts, but the Red Sox seem uninterested in those parts.
Yeah, and good news is, I guess that's one positive. The Red Sox haven't sold off any parts. There was a rumor or speculation earlier today that they could trade Jaron Duran still to the Padres for prospects.
Yeah.
So at least that would be the worst case scenario.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, there was talk of that. So hopefully that's behind us.
The calm before the storm.
Okay, there it is. Ted Johnson says we're going to lead off the drive with the calm before the storm.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
So we said it yesterday. This could be a defining day, not just for the Boston Red Sox. Not just for this season, but for individual members of the hierarchy. John Henry. So John Henry, you think right now he's getting a cigar ready?
No, I'm actually.
I do.
Oh, Ted does.
I told you. It's a calm before
the storm.
A good
Cuban.
I'm enjoying my second nap of the day.
I think, you know what? It's too quiet. Too many teams are doing things. All the other kind of smoke signals they've been giving us. I think they got something coming.
I got to tell you, I love your optimism. I'm not sure I'm buying into it.
They're going to get crushed.
I don't know.
Thank you, Ted. Check this in the mail.
Going to get crushed, Krezobot, if you don't do anything.
Krezobot. So, John Henry, you think right now, so rich people with those cigars, they use those things, right? Where they cut it off the end and everything. It's like it's not pre-cut and all that.
That's my guess.
Everybody uses. You have to cut the cigar.
Do you bite the tip? The cigar.
Excuse me?
Clip that.
I've never smoked a cigar. I don't smoke.
You haven't?
I've never smoked anything.
Oh, it's my new favorite thing.
Stop.
Oh. I've never smoked anything.
Never smoked anything.
Nope.
You just are giddy little two-shoes, aren't you?
L7.
L7.
So marijuana, cigarettes, cigars, meat.
I smoked one cigarette at 5 years old and got in so much trouble. I've never smoked another.
A little danger. Wow. Five?
Need a little more detail.
It wasn't candy and you didn't get it at Hampton Beach?
Me and the kid Mouse down the street. That was his name.
That makes sense.
Hey, Andy, it's Mouse. You want to go rip some dots?
We stole cigarettes out of my mother's purse. And I remember my bike was chained to a tree for like a month. I got in so many different, and I haven't smoked
Holy
a single thing
smokes,
since.
Smokes, guy.
So there's the goody two shoes, Andy Hart backstory.
Pretty
but no,
gross,
so
right?
I don't know how rich people smoke their cigars. So he's getting ready, the little cigar cutter. He's getting ready for the photo. But I do believe this is a defining day for John Henry. He took a step out of that world of, he doesn't care about the team. He's not really trying to win. As long as there's asses in the seats at Fenway Park, he's happy. Well, this offseason, he got Crochet, gave Crochet the extension, gave a old third baseman $40 million a year. I'm not sure there's enough credit there. I know it's a shorter-term contract, but gave a big deal to your guy, St. Bregman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Overpaid Aroldis Chapman, people said at the time, before they realized he was an all-star closer. So, like, he was back, right? He was smoking cigars.
Yeah.
He was the
yeah.
money-spending owner of the Boston Red Sox.
So, do you think John Henry is involved in all the goings-ons today? You don't think this is more of a Breslow thing?
Well, I do and I don't, because I hear those reports that are out there that one source said money was an issue in trade talks with the Boston Red Sox. I think money being an issue feels like an ownership thing. I don't understand it, Ted. I'm with you. I don't understand how money can be an issue. They're far away from the luxury tax threshold, whatever it is. But if money's an issue, that feels like it comes down from the very top of the organization. But you're right. This is also a career-defining day for Craig Breslow. Right? There's trade deadlines define what these guys are. They didn't trade Chris Sale a couple years ago. It cost Chaim Bloom his job. Like, those are the types of things, or vice versa. You make a move, like, I don't know, what could I think? Oh, trade Nomar Garciaparra, like a young Theo Epstein was willing to do, and you win a World Series.
Two deals in a year that changed the legacy of Theo Epstein and the Red Sox. One, the brass balls to put a lot out there, go to Thanksgiving dinner at Schilling's house and make the deal. And then two, 8 months later, trade arguably the most popular player in the previous 20 years to win that World Series. Like, it takes big decisions, take big, big brass baseball.
Let's look at the two big decisions that have been made this year. Before the season, it was Bregman.
Yep.
Do we think that was John Henry influenced?
I actually think that was Alex Cora influenced as much as anybody.
But John Henry had to sign off on it.
On a $40 million a year contract.
That's what I'm talking about. He was involved somehow tangentially into the...
Yep.
Okay, and then the next one is Rafi Devers
trade. $300 million player, correct.
Do you think he was involved in that trade?
Heavily.
Absolutely. So the last two big deals, I think John Henry's had his fingers in the pie of both of them. And so my guess is... he's about to light up that second dog rocket because he's got his second finger in a pie when it comes to a trade line deal.
There was a lot you just said there that I'm just going to roll with and say we're talking baseball trades here on WEEI Afternoons.
Say yes to Ted.
I like this confidence in John Henry. I do. I don't know if it's misplaced. 80% of our voters on our poll today will say it's misplaced. They're not going to do anything big. And the other issue is... boy who cried wolf syndrome with this baseball team. Lou alluded to it earlier when we spoke with Lou Maloney here. If you missed that interview, you can go listen to it on the Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio app, TuneIn app, all those apps out there. Look for WEEI Afternoons. But he alluded to, you keep telling people you're going to do things and you don't do them. Sooner or later, they stop, right? It's like the friend you have that you invite over for dinner. Can you come Saturday? No. Can you come next? You stop inviting, correct?
Correct.
That's what you're doing to your fans. You keep telling them urgency, fireworks, different things, full throttle over the years. You don't do it. What do? They stop caring. Then you think you saw a lot of Dodgers jerseys at Fenway Park? You don't think you'll see a lot of Yankees jerseys later in the year?
Ugh.
Much easier trip, actually. They can just drive up from New York. Nice, easy trip. Take over Fenway Park because I hear Red Sox fans don't care anymore.
Crawl out of their shanties.
It'd be whoever's advising the Red Sox, and that'd be John Henry. I would tell them, make sure that they know that they have an opportunity here, unlike any other team in town. I mean, you know, the Bruins with the Celtics the way they are, the Patriots are trying to find their way. You have a chance to, for the first time in a long time, kind of capture center stage.
That's a great point you just made. A great point. Tomorrow night at 5 o'clock, I believe, at Gillette Stadium, there will be a practice, a season ticket holder practice that we just talked about a little earlier with Tom Curran. Might be a scrimmage-like.
I know where you're going. Go. Keep going.
Is it possible that the more interesting event, the more popular event in Boston sports tomorrow is a practice at Gillette Stadium as opposed to TBD starting for the Boston Red Sox against the Astros post-trade deadline?
That's a very good question.
Oh, I think so. There might be more anger with the Red Sox and hope with the Patriots.
If they don't do anything at the trade deadline, Fitzy, I could almost see there might be a more of a fervor for the Patriots. If they do something, a Friday night with the new Joe Ryan that's just newly signed, with the Red Sox winning 16 out of their last 22 at home against the Astros, it'll be hype. It would be hype at Fenway tomorrow night if they did something in the next hour.
You don't think TBD is going to be an attraction tomorrow
night? It's just not going to really get the people
Kyle Harrison
up.
Having his 94-mile-an-hour fastball hit onto the pike by Correa?
It should be an event tomorrow at Fenway Park, but it might not be the event they want it to be. Plus, I think, is the strike still going on?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that.
I think they solved it.
Oh, okay.
It would be buzzy. Buzzy tomorrow.
So let's look at, as we continue to talk trade deadline, 617-779-7937 if you want to join the conversation about what the Red Sox haven't done here at the trade deadline. At least not yet, Ted Johnson says. 50 minutes, just under 50 minutes to go until the Major League Baseball trade deadline. But you know what they always do on the second day of the NFL draft? Mel Kiper's best available. Since there's been such a flurry of moves, I do think we need to keep in mind there are players available. You talked about it. We've talked about it. Joe Ryan remains best player available. Mackenzie Gore from the Nationals. Dylan Cease from the Padres. I don't know if that would work anymore since they seem to have moved on from the idea of Jaron Duran. Stephen Kwan, I don't think makes sense. But then you get down to some interesting names. Griffin Jacks. I fell in love with him the other night watching him pitch against the Red Sox in the bullpen. Yes, Dan Ball.
And he was also removed in the middle of the ninth inning yesterday and was very upset about it. Like they showed it out. He had to have a meeting with the manager after the game. So it's very clear that he is on the market. They just haven't seemed to found a deal for him yet.
So he is a guy. And then we need to talk about the Florida, Miami Marlins. Sorry, it was 1996 in my head. The Florida Miami Marlins.
Oh.
Edward Cabrera and Sandy Alcantara. Oh, both still available.
We learned yesterday it's Sandy Alcantara.
Well, I heard that. Is that real? I heard Bradfo say it, and no disrespect, I thought he just said it wrong.
And Morosi also came in hot. Alcantara.
Okay, well, I can't do that, but those guys are
you
still available.
You just say
available.
Sandy, I'll hook you up.
Those guys are still available. So there are starting pitchers that I think we would feel good about, even if they're not Joe Ryan. There are starting pitchers you can bring into this organization, not named Charlie Morton, that I know a lot of people look at Charlie Morton, and I feel bad for that guy if he's traded for, because no one's going to want him.
Right.
He's going to be the most hated man in Boston sports before he arrives in Boston sports, and it's not his fault. It's the fault of the organization. But those are some names that are still out there that Zach Gallen is still available. I mean, there's names. You
not
could
bad.
Put a middling starting pitcher. Now, whether that guy goes before or after Bayo in the rotation, I don't know. But there are still names beyond Joe Ryan.
Merrill Kelly, that I think
solid. Would fulfill Ted Johnson's belief that something is going to happen in the next. We're down to 48 minutes. I'm just going to let you know there's a clock ticking, just like our three-point stance here. I don't have the faith. I'm losing the faith. Other than that idea that they have this outstanding offer to the Minnesota Twins, and that they're ready to wait for their response. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Matt in Rhode Island has a thought on the trade deadline. What's up, Matt?
Matt.
Hey, what's up, Pitchy? Check your Chips Ahoy Gmail account. I sent you
yes,
something.
Sir. I will.
Lou Maloney couldn't have said it any better. You know, with the prospects, they got to make a deal for the pitcher at Pittsburgh. If you don't make a deal, how are the Astros feeling right now, and how are the Mariners feeling right now? Pretty good.
Thanks for the call, Matt. Absolutely. Oh, if I'm the Mariners fans, whatever, I know I'm behind the Red Sox, but right now, I feel better than them. They added a 30 home run bat to the home run leader, right? They're a team that has the home run leader in Major League Baseball, and they're like, you know what? We can go out and get another 30 home run guy.
It's not illegal.
No,
it's not against the rules.
You can get better. It's actually allowed.
Multiple are
allowed. Better, and you can be aggressive. The Astros. I mean, the Astros should come in here tomorrow being like, I think the crowd might be on our side in this game, even though we're not the Dodgers.
Sometimes they actually bring a few fans to the ballpark, too.
Well, and Red Sox fans like me, who had seen the projected starting pitchers for the week and said, oh, nice. Friday night at Fenway post-trade deadline, I'm going to see Crochet.
Carlos Correa is not having a great season.
Well, Carlos Correa is an interesting one today.
He'll be reborn, though.
Watch, he'll have more home runs over the stretch, Ted, than he has by far over
the
first
4 months.
I'm already
looking at reaction from everybody. It's like, this is the only team I wanted to be traded to. You know, they're welcome home.
He had worn out. I listened to Will Fleming this weekend, and he said something to the effect, if you talk to the people around the Minnesota organization off the record, they've kind of worn thin with Carlos Correa. I guess he had a little, everything has to be perfect for him to be on the field in the lineup and hitting or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, and then he had a tummy ache or something. And he actually left the game, and it actually played right into the narrative that Will was selling. And now he's traded. I think that was a misfit marriage.
It was
a bad marriage right there. Mm-hmm. The other thing we need to talk about, and we touched on it a little bit earlier with Lou, and he acknowledged it's very real. And Ted, I'm sure you can back this up. The players in locker rooms and in clubhouses are human beings. They don't want to be. Bill Belichick wants them to be robots and X's and O's on a board, right? And just ignore the noise and what happens here, stay, all these things. They're human beings. I believe they probably heard Breslow and Sam Kennedy say there's an urgency and that we're going to add and we're going to be a better baseball team and all these things. And so far, Ted, under 45 minutes till the trade deadline.
That deadline is now firmly in our sights.
It is coming on fast and furious. How do they react? How does Ted Johnson react? If Ted Johnson was, let's just put your head, your brain in Jaren Duran's body. So he's happy that he didn't get traded, I'm assuming.
That's a hell of a specimen, by the way.
Imagine Ted Johnson with Jaren Duran's speed.
I wish I had his speed and his goatee. I wish I could pull that goatee off.
If you had his speed, I mean,
I'd be in Canton right now.
You'd be in Canton right now. There's no doubt. God. But how would Ted Johnson in that clubhouse react to not being invested in?
Yep, it'd be, it would be a kick in the raisins for sure. And I'm trying to think of, you know, it'd be like similar to just inactivity in a free agency. You know, if I was on the Patriots, look, we don't have, you know, we have trade deadlines in the NFL, but it's not even close to being like it is in baseball. But if football was like baseball, and you get midway through the season or two-thirds of the way through the football season, and you have a chance to maybe make the playoffs, but you're one, you know, wide receiver, one cornerback, one left tackle away from maybe, you know, and football is different because it's, you know, there's a lot more guys playing it. But you get my point. I could see guys reacting similarly to how baseball players do when they don't make a trade and you have a team that is feeling really hopeful, especially a young team. And DeLue's overall bigger point was what set up the 2018 championship team was the fact that the 2016 team went to the playoffs, got a little experience, and so that when 2018 came around, they were ready for the moment.
Right.
They need to experience playoff baseball if this team is going to be a perennial kind of every year, you know, high-caliber type of team.
And that's a great point because I think some people will just react to this year. Oh, they didn't go to the playoffs, or they did go to the playoffs and then they lost in the first, whatever. There can also be a long-term value in that. Crochet, your ace is going to be here for a while. Bayo, your number two, assuming we don't get Joe Ryan.
Locked up.
Going to be here for a while. Roman Anthony, your leadoff hitter, your best hitter. Jaron Duran's now going to be here. Rafaela, some of these guys. So they could go to the playoffs, and maybe they flame out spectacularly.
Fine, at least they made the playoffs.
Right, they broke the seal. They earned some experience that maybe 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 1 year from now, it matters, and it helps them get to the place you eventually want to be.
You look at OKC, they won the whole thing this year. They've been to the playoffs the last couple of years. Didn't get as far as they did this year. This year they got all the way to the end and won the whole thing.
I thought that point by Lou about 2016 to 2018 for the playoff experience versus playoff dominance was maybe the best point he made, aside from prospects suck and I don't care about them. But it reminds me in a lot of ways, Ted, like you guys win the Super Bowl in 2001, but many of the tent poles and the great players of the 2001 team weren't brand new. A lot of you guys had a lot of playoff experience in the Parcells and Carroll era as well. So you had gotten a taste. You knew what it was like to get there. You just needed a better team and the coach to bring it back.
But in a weird way, I would say that the 1996 team, it prepared us for the 2001 team.
Yes.
So because there's about 7 to 9 guys that were on that 96 team that were key contributors to the 2001 team. And so there's It's a similar type dynamic.
Dan Ball, I see you shuffling around back there. It better be a trade.
No, but a report from Bob Nightingale. No. The Boston Red Sox and Texas Rangers are in strong pursuit of Diamondback starter Merrill Kelly with 45 minutes left until the deadline. So a little more smoke around.
Perfect.
That.
Right to pair up alongside Nate Eovaldi.
No. Unless it's here. Unless it's some weird trade that they both come here and you
have. Well, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. So this is where I went back to, I said it 2 days ago to Dan Ball, that have the Yoda mentality. I'm do or do not. Okay, so you can't outbid the Texas Rangers? I thought we built up this farm system. I thought we built up the opportunities and the assets. That was one of the things they, if you remember, they said in the offseason, I believe pre-Crochet trade was, they were taking a lot of calls. And it used to be when people called the Red Sox, they only called about Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer. Then this offseason, it was like, now they're asking about 5 or 6 or 7 players. Okay, so you've built up your prospects, the Tollies, the Passwords, all these guys we've heard so much about, even if we've seen very little of them, if any of them, as actual fans. Yep. You have the assets. So if you're going neck and neck, and this is where Breslow, he put himself on the line with the words he talked about with urgency, but also we had a text earlier. Shouldn't he remember what it's like to be a player? Shouldn't he understand the ramifications as well as anyone, other than maybe Alex Cora?
You think. He's not your normal, typical, probably, mindset player, though. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
How are we going to feel about Merrill Kelly over Joe Kelly? Is it going to be?
No.
It won't feel great.
No.
I mean, it'll be
better than Charlie Morton.
Somewhat satisfying is what that'll be.
Enough,
that's probably right where they'll be able to justify it somehow. It'll be kind of like, okay, it's good, but it's not Joe, you know, Ryan, come on.
Yeah.
So there's going to be, even if they get Merrill Kelly, it's still going to not be wholly satisfying.
No. And some of that might be on us because maybe we just put our expectations of sort of one prime target on the horizon. And if you lower, but I continue to try to give them it's not Charlie Morton. It's not Joe Ryan. It's not Charlie Morton. It's in the middle, and it'll help the baseball team, right? What'd you say his record was? 9-6?
No, that was Merrill Kelly.
Oh, isn't that who we were talking about?
Oh, yeah. Merrill Kelly's 9-3, 3.2 ERA, 121 strikeouts, and just over a 1 whip.
Yeah. So that's a good – you know who that's better than? Walker Buehler. You know who that's better than? Richard Fitz. You know who that's better than?
Baio.
It is. Like Baio. Okay.
So I'm just saying he would technically be your second best pitcher.
Perfect then. If Baio's my three, I just felt better about the Boston Red Sox.
100%.
Right? 100%. And then if Giolito becomes our four, like
it's you know what? It would be to be better than not making a deal. I'll tell you that.
All right, let's go back to the phone line 617-779-7937. Let's go to Rob in Athol. What's up, Rob? Rob?
Hello, Rob.
Okay. Bye, Rob. Rob's gone. Jim's online. We don't have time for Jim, though. Jim, hang around. We'll get to more phone calls, 617-779-7937. We are now, Ted Johnson, 39 minutes away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Ted Johnson is remaining optimistic. He tells me a starting pitcher is coming, a trade is coming, something big is coming. There's been just too much talk of it for nothing to happen. We'll see if Ted is right, if he's taking a victory lap as we leave the studio today. Or if he's maybe doing a beep, 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 a take Tuesday on a Thursday. A little more Red Sox reaction, 617-779-7937. It's the trade deadline, and it's Dan Ball with What's Trending. That was Lou Merlone a little over an hour ago here on WEEI Afternoons.
Yep, he's right, though. Trust will be, trust was just starting to be regained, and nothing happens. Take a step back on that.
But, Ted, you're staying optimistic. Yeah. We got a half hour to go.
Wow.
Half hour.
Okay. Staying optimistic, I believe we have another update from Dan Ball at the Dan Ball Trade Desk. Go!
Teddy, I wish I could reward your optimism. I cannot, because Jeff Passan has confirmed the Texas Rangers are acquiring right-hander Merrill Kelly from the Arizona Diamondbacks.
But nightmare for the Red Sox.
But 5 minutes ago, they said both the Red Sox and the Rangers. And then
life turns out fast.
Two minutes ago, they said now the Rangers got him. Yeah. It happened that fast.
Things, ever watch those auctions where people go back and forth? Well, somebody wins. Sold to the guy from Texas.
Man, that was fast.
It really is unbelievable.
So we got Joe Reiner.
It's Joe Reiner bust.
Or bust.
Yeah.
Right.
You have to now wait precisely 29 minutes to find out if the Boston Red Sox pull off a blockbuster trade for one of the best starters in baseball or get tomorrow night. Dick Bubkis will be starting for the Red Sox.
And I can't even drink my sorrows in Miller Lights because there's going to be super long lines from inexperienced people passing out Miller Lights. Dan Ball.
Not that this is a reason for Red Sox optimism necessarily, but two more trades just broke while I was reading that, so there's still definitely a lot of motion that's going on around them. Oh. They just aren't doing a damn
thing. Been no lack of trades. There's probably been 40 trades.
It's been a great deadline for 29 other teams, yeah.
I mean, some teams that wanted to be sellers sold. I wish you well in your future endeavors kind of trades. Some teams that wanted to load up, those teams like the Mariners and the Yankees and maybe the Tigers and, the other teams that are involved in a race.
That's what's going to make it worse.
Yeah.
Is seeing all the other teams in your division, in the American League make the deals they've made.
Because, we talked with somebody who told us, we have to wait and see how the market unfolds. And if nobody gets moved, then it's hard to blame the. Everybody's been moved. Starting pitchers have been moved. Four or five closers with like 20 saves have been moved. Mason Miller, one of the elite young arms in baseball, was moved. A 30-plus home run
bat. Now that
bat
he's been moved, can we stop talking about him?
Nope. No.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay. Oh, you will? Oh, that was the best deal of the day.
Unless the Padres got out over their skis and then have to flip him in like a year, I'll be available to take him on your hands. So,
okay.
Ted, we'll just pause the Mason Miller talk for like a year. But we are coming down the home stretch now, 28 minutes to the trade deadline, and it does feel like it's Joe Reiner or bust because of all these moves. The Marlins guys are still in the mix. Are there other names out there? Charlie Morton, I believe, is still available. Is that correct, Dan Ball? Charlie Morton hasn't been. Because if Charlie Morton goes to somewhere other than the Red Sox, then it's over. Then we all close up shop.
We riot?
Yeah. So Charlie Morton's still available, right?
Yeah, still on the block.
I don't want him, actually, but just to know that. Because if you lose out on Charlie Morton.
He's got a 5.5
ERA. Oh, he stinks.
If you get outbid on Charlie Morton.
That says it all right there. That's when you just really, you weren't trying. And I do believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dan Ball, 6:30, there will be a Red Sox Zoom to explain themselves here, and I believe it's Craig Breslow and company talking about the post-trade deadline moves.
That is my understanding, yes.
Oh, my God. That is going to be must-listen audio, because we know Breslow talks a lot the way he, you could ask him what day it is, and Breslow's going to have a long way to tell you it's Thursday. How the hell is he going to explain?
Without saying it's Thursday.
Right, without actually saying the word Thursday. Right. How the hell is Breslow going to excuse the lack of moves, the lack of investing in the team? It's going to be fascinating. I would not want to be the PR guy.
That's why
guy.
He went to a fancy school, didn't he? To learn how to answer those types of questions.
I guess.
Tune in at 6:30, bitches.
But, what do you even, where do you start? Other than, I feel like you have to apologize. First of all, I'd like to apologize to Red Sox Nation for
that. I misled all of you?
That I misled you, and I was unable to be the general
manager. Is that the only thing
that'll
satisfy us?
Yes, because once somebody falls on
your
sword. Once somebody... I'm not taking it anymore. I said this.
Nope. You said that about Tyquan Thornton, and you said that about Will Campbell, and you said that about
Charlie
the Red
Brown.
Sox.
I'm calling you Charlie Brown.
Trade deadline.
Nope. I am not taking the cheese anymore because this was as bad as it's been because there's no baseball reason not to. Is that fair? You have every reason.
You had assets. You had money.
Assets, money. You're winning. I could
an even, eager, hungry fan base.
Ted, if you had been right and they had gone 4-8 coming out of the break, that might be a baseball reason to say, you know what? We're kind of lipstick on a pig here. We're not really that good. It's not our year. It would be dumb to invest in this year's. There's no baseball reason to not invest in
this. I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
Nope. That's not the approach, Brezbot. That is not the approach.
I'm with the 774 texter. Probably getting Otani.
Yeah, I don't
working
think,
on a big deal.
Yeah, because he's hurt. Because he had to leave his start last night with, I don't know, cramps or soreness. I'm with the 860. How did we get here? That's a fair question to ask. And here is 25 minutes left, Ted Johnson, to the trade deadline. Are you feeling less comfortable by the minute?
Well, of course, a little bit. Yep.
What about your
Probably
boy?
Should have worn a looser shirt to get uncomfortable in today, Ted.
Yep.
Your guy, Andrew Brandt, famously says that deadlines spur deals.
That's correct.
There is no bigger deadline for Craig Breslow than 25 minutes from now.
Yep.
So you should feel quite confident in your optimism of Breslow. Uh-oh, Dan Ball's got his hand raised. Yes, Dan Ball.
Again, not a trade, but a report from John Morosi, a reputable source from MLB Network. We played him yesterday. The Red Sox have made a late effort to acquire Joe Ryan.
There okay. we go.
This is our hope. This is our Joe Ryan or bust. This is our they had the offer on the table the whole time. See
Boy,
if you
I'd
can do better.
I'd squeeze there right now if
Seems
I'm the
like
Twins.
A lot of efforts.
There should be a lot of efforts. It's Joe
Minnesota's
Ryan.
Minnesota's holding their feet to the fire. Just because they've had a fire sale doesn't mean they want to give up the best player available for nothing.
I think that you don't think the Red Sox are worried about the repercussions if they don't do anything. I think they are fully aware of what is going on, how they are talked about, how they are perceived, and what the perception would be if they didn't make this move. I think they would. It's such a negative response. They know it. I think they're trying to get a deal done. That's how I feel.
Is there any chance that... So we look at it one way. You can't be the boy who cried wolf because people get more annoyed each time. Could they look at it differently? People told us that 2 years ago that if we didn't invest in the team that the fans would never come back. And they keep coming back. They'll always... Maybe it makes them more brazen.
No way, bro. No one's buying that story.
Maybe a quick little fun whip around the room game. What would be the one name that if you heard was involved in the Joe Ryan trade would either maybe not be upsetting but be a little bit of like a gut punch? Like, ooh, wow, they really...
It's not a gut punch.
Is it Tolley?
No, it's Jaron Duran. It's somebody on the Major League roster where I have to weigh the pros and cons and be like, yeah, the pitching staff got better, but did you just lose a key bat in the middle of your lineup and an outfielder? If they don't trade Major League talent, I don't care.
William Abreu,
Same. Yeah. Any member 1 to 9 right now, I would have to do that quick equation in your head of like
wait
the
a minute,
pros
but
and
you,
cons.
You would take Joe Ryan over Willie Abreu.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would say yes.
You would just think
to anything.
Yeah.
I would just have to try to do that balance of so we got better as a starting pitcher. Who's our right fielder? Who's our extra? Are we calling up the pass? I would have to do a quick because if it's the password, Tolley, whoever.
Of course.
Bye. What do I care? Like, I don't even know them. Like, they're not even on the roster right now. They don't help us right now.
I get it.
So anybody on the Major League roster, I would pause for a second and just sort of analyze the deal. But in the end, if you get Joe Ryan, and am I overestimating Joe Ryan's value? Maybe that's a me thing.
I don't think so.
Guy pitching in the American League with a 2.8 ERA on a trash fire team like that, that's pretty good.
And 2 years of control.
Right. The downside?
That makes it.
Yeah, that makes it juicy, juicy.
Crochet and Ryan for the next foreseeable future. I have two aces.
Crying.
Like you're going back to the days when
you have two.
No, you really have two. No. I agree with you.
I wonder, with Crochet, part of me wonders, like, what would he think about another ace coming in?
Hell yeah.
Oh, no. Crochet is the stopper.
I'm just saying.
Hell
How
yeah.
How was Pedro with Schilling?
Yeah. It worked out
pretty
all right.
Pretty good, right?
Hell yeah. No. I think he's saying, wow, I went from 1 year ago I was on the worst team in the history of baseball to now we have two aces and I might go to the World Series or at least win playoff series and be competing for a ring.
Let's just start by getting to the playoffs.
If they get Joe Ryan, they're going to the playoffs. I guarantee it. You will run naked down the street if they don't.
Wait, why did that have to happen?
Because I'm not running naked down the street. And I figured reached the limits of our, like, Miller Lite for Narragansett bets. But if you have two aces, you're a World Series contender.
But you know what's – because what I'm reading is that they'd have to give up Jaren Duran to get Joe Ryan.
And that's where I have to pause for a minute and just kind of
– What would you do?
Figure out – I would trade him. I think I'd have to swallow my pride and Yoshida plays some more outfield, or I bring up the password and hope he can stay hot at the major league level.
Do you think the guys on this team would think they got better by sending Jaren Duran out?
I think they would pause too. Do we have
hold on?
Do we have something I need to acknowledge here?
Hit the sound. Yep. Hit the sound. Hit the sounder.
Is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
Oh,
go ahead.
Boy.
Let's go to the Dan Ball trade desk.
What do we got, Dan?
You got it, Dan?
No,
I got
go
it
ahead,
right
Nick.
Here.
Go ahead, Nick.
I got it right here. Oh, ye of little Fenway faith, according to at Yahoo Sports, breaking. The Boston Red Sox have acquired all-star starting pitcher Joe Ryan from the Minnesota Twins per at John Morosi.
John Morosi, the Boston Red
Sox.
Put
the jersey back on.
City Connect jersey's warranted. I'll be putting on my City Connect sweatshirt.
Shame on you for not having any faith. No faith, no face, Stiz. You know, don't put your shirts on. You don't deserve to put your shirt on.
Nobody.
I mean, this is the verified Yahoo Sports account.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm trusting you guys. I haven't seen
Dan,
it. We're doing live radio.
Can we verify?
It's Fox Sports is reporting it.
Here's what happened. Here's what happened. So Fox Sports tweeted a graphic and then deleted that with that information. That's what I was going to break in and tell you, Andy, but you got to Nick first. So it very well could be out there, but not public yet. But that's the latest I've seen.
Okay. I have heard, though, from some of my sources that big news is coming.
So, Stiz, you have sources.
I do.
Hold on.
I do.
Wait, did we... We didn't just get – what the hell is going on?
Yahoo and Box have graphics of Joe Ryan being traded to the Boston Red Sox.
Okay. I'm assuming this is true because I want it to be true.
It's at – there's no – it's not at Yahoo, Y-A-H-O-O-O-O-O Sports. It's Yahoo Sports.
Okay.
So, you know – I mean
– we're getting a lot of texts on it. It is very popular. This is like the statement from the CEO of Astronomer. Whether it's real or not is the question right now.
Hey, we just read whatever's on our prompters, man.
It's
you know?
Ron Burgundy. You put it in front of me. Nick's going to read it. But we also, so it might be a little premature for your victory lap.
Oh,
no, I want it.
Let me put that cigar back.
Yep. Oops. We might need to hold off on that. We have some misinformation. Potentially.
Do we know for sure now?
Don't believe we know for
sure. Now Yahoo has deleted it.
So Yahoo and Fox Sports have both deleted.
Wow.
Nico!
Hey, that's not on us. I don't feel bad.
No, those are real outlets.
You know what? It's a different world, man. No one. It's who's first, not who's right anymore.
Yeah, and I also wonder where that information was coming from. If Fox Sports makes a graphic, there's a reason they're making the graphic. It's not
they're an international outlet. Same with Yahoo. I mean,
it doesn't mean they can't be wrong. I'm not saying they can't be
wrong. And they quote tweet Andy. And they added John Morosi, who we have been going to on a daily basis for insight, analysis, and detail on all these deals.
So Morosi, Fox, and Yahoo all had it wrong.
Well, I don't believe Morosi has reported it yet, right, Danball?
Yes.
No, so here's the sequence of events. So MLB on Fox put out a graphic that said, per John Morosi, Joe Ryan has been traded to the Red Sox.
John Morosi, whatever.
John Morosi himself never reported the information. That graphic was then deleted. Yahoo took that graphic, made their own graphic, and then deleted that as well.
Wow.
So John Morosi, his Twitter, unless he physically said the words, which I have not seen, John Morosi himself has not actually reported the information.
This is a bit of a poop
show. That's crazy.
Yes.
That's this crazy. I will say this has never happened in all the years I've been on radio. I've reported something false like that.
Nor has it happened to me, but also it is going to provide us with the most appropriate odds and ends segment to a show ever as we come up to the Major League Baseball trade deadline. We are now 17 minutes away. Is Joe Ryan coming to the Boston Red Sox? Dan Ball will tell you next in Odds and Ends. WEEI Afternoons coming up on Odds and Ends, even if the last segment had an odd end to it. This is a totally different segment brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. And we have breaking news, and this time we mean it.
Breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
Hi, gentlemen. Per Jeff Passan of ESPN, the Red Sox are acquiring right-handed pitcher Dustin May from the Los Angeles Dodgers. May, 27 years old, 6-7 this season, 19 games, 18 starts with a 4.85 ERA. He was once a highly touted prospect, third-round pick in 2016. Has had some issues staying healthy in his career. Before this, did not pitch in 2024, pitched in 9 games in 23, 6 games in 22, 5 games in 21.
Can we delete this one?
Yeah, can this, yeah.
Like the last one? So am I to presume that I'm going to see, what's his name, Dustin May?
Dustin May.
Dustin May, yep.
Am I going to see Dustin May on the bump tomorrow night at Fenway Park?
Hey, there's still 9 minutes. 9 minutes and 20 seconds.
Well, there was a report, and this is actual, I see this with mine own eyes on Twitter, that the Red Sox are desperately trying to do a deal for Joe Ryan in the closing
Don't
minutes.
Don't overpay at the last minute, though.
What's overpay? Unless they overpay. Ask for Anthony or something, there is no overpay.
The longer you wait, the more you're going to have to pay.
Yeah, you're stuck with him.
We know what you want. Mm-hmm.
You know what I would say? What? And I know you have a pitcher that doesn't want to be there anymore because you tore the team down around him.
Yeah. And he's still going to show up to get paid.
I mean, if you're the Twins, it doesn't make as much sense to keep him.
No. Unhappy ace on a team you tore down makes no sense. Dan
that's
Ball.
Exactly what I would say if I was Breslau.
I was just counting. So the last time that May started was July 27th against the Red Sox here at Fenway. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days is Friday, August 1st. Congratulations, Andy. There's your starter tomorrow.
Dustin May.
Kidding me.
I'd much rather be at Gillette Stadium watching his cousin, Drake May, play quarterback in a scrimmage for the New England Patriots.
5. So if a team that has World Series aspirations doesn't want to hold on to the pitcher and is willing to part ways with him to you, what does that say about him?
Yeah.
He's not great.
Good.
No.
Not great. He's not good. Forget not great. His ERA is almost 5. How did we go from Joe Ryan to Dustin May in a matter of mere minutes? And where is Ted Johnson's hope and optimism right now?
There's still time.
in the delete folder with the Joe Ryan tweets.
I'm kind of with Ted. I don't know how somebody at a major news outlet makes a physical graphic, puts it up without some information, without a boss saying, listen, they're doing it, get the graphic ready. And then the person, instead of getting it ready, accidentally
citing a national reporter.
Yeah, training that way. It's not about getting it right anymore.
Although, we talked about it earlier. John Heyman had Aaron Judge going to the San Francisco Giants. So mistakes happen. Things are misreported. Bad sources. But this is even worse. You know what's worse than not hitting Joe Ryan? Is thinking for 30 seconds, you got Joe Ryan, and not getting Joe Ryan. This is the worst possible ending to the day, the trade deadline, and the
7
show.
7 minutes to go.
We got catfished or whatever you want. I don't even know what the modern term is.
Duped.
We got duped.
Played.
And it played my emotions.
Hoodwinked.
It's like coming down on Christmas morning and you see a you just wanted a PS5 all year. You see the box. It looks like the PS5.
Oh, yeah.
You tear the wrapper off. It's PS5. And then in the box, it's a pair of socks.
Exactly. That's what this is.
Who
Dustin May
That's mean, man.
Is a flipping pair of socks.
That's a mean parents.
And not even good socks.
No.
Not even the fancy, nice Nike socks that have like like the extra like stitching and holds everything together. These are cheap ass plain white socks that are going to have a hole in them in a week. And for, was it even 30 seconds we thought we had Joe Ryan?
It was a little less than a minute.
Wait, for 1 minute.
It felt good.
It was a good minute.
Because I looked over
at Dan. That was
one
of the better minutes I've had.
And then Dan was like, oh.
Right, me too.
Yes, Dan Ball.
Craig Mish, Marlins reporter, saying that the Marlins are not going to be trading Sandy Alcantara at this deadline either.
Alcantara is not getting traded.
I don't want him anymore. I wanted Joe Ryan.
Yeah, because you got Dustin May
in my grasp, and now I'm going to watch Dustin flipping May tomorrow night at Fenway Park instead of Garrett Crochet, instead of Joe Ryan. Yes, Dan Ball again.
Hold out hope, though. Four trades just broke within the last minute, so they're certainly coming in very quickly. So
I told you, I heard something big was coming.
I know. Lots of people heard lots of things. I don't want to know what people are hearing. I want to see it. I want fruit. I want it to be borne out in reality, Stiz. Do you trust your sources, Stiz?
I do.
You do?
I do.
And your source told you what?
Buckle up, boys.
Okay. Well, I'm not buckled up.
Duck boats?
Put your seatbelt on.
I didn't need a seatbelt for Dustin May. Dustin May, I don't care. He's not even... Drake May is better. The whole thing. Yeah. But buckle up if you trust your source. We now have 5.5 minutes, and we'll share the final minutes of the show with Christian Arcand. Are you enjoying the ride that is the Joe Ryan is or isn't coming to Boston experience?
That was really something.
What the hell is going on?
That was some electric radio, huh?
Listen, I was in the car fist pumping like DJ Paulie D a minute ago here because I thought we were getting Joe Ryan. Dustin May, I feel bad because Dustin May doesn't suck. Like, he doesn't suck. But the fact that you sign him right after thinking you were going to get Joe Ryan really is, that's unfortunate. Now, if this is all they do, then all they've really done, I'd say, is somewhat abut the back end of the rotation and long relief. And I think we were all expecting and hoping for something more than that. I think this is a playoff team with these moves. I think it was a playoff team without any moves.
Same.
A championship team, though?
No. It's a playoff team without the moves. But you're right. They just one round of the rotation per week, you're almost guaranteed you're going to see Dustin May and Steven Matz. Because May will go four innings, and you're going to need a long reliever, and that's Steven Matz. Right? And otherwise, it was Joe Ryan. It was Yadni D. Oh, my God.
Best thing to come from today is we don't have to listen to him talk about Mason Miller for a while, at least.
For at least a year.
God. See? I told you the trade of the day had nothing to do with the Red Sox.
Until the Padres are in sell-off mode and Mason Miller's available, we also don't have to talk about Joe Ryan. Or maybe we do. 4 minutes to go. Stick around for the Christian Arcand Show.
Bradfo in at 7. Breslow at 6:45.
Yes, 6:45. Oh. We will hear from Breslow explaining what he did or didn't do today, and I'm sure there'll be lots of words and probably lots of words I don't like. We'll be back at Fenway Park tomorrow, 2 to 6, in the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studio. I don't know. A couple more minutes. Keep the Joe Ryan dream alive. Talk to you tomorrow.
A nightmare for the Red Sox.
It would be a kick in the raisins for sure.